The Lost Forests. Comparable to masters of the genre such as Andersen or the Brothers Grimm, The Lost Forests is the second collection of tales by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. It includes 11 tales of wonder: Big Owl, Dindon, Eliza and the Animals of the Forest, Little Tinsu, Genga's Problem, The Woodsman King, Iberto and Bad Luck, The Statue and Its Pedestal, The Emperor's Question, The Unhappy Princess, and Little Barrel. The Woodsman King. Krosiak the woodsman had to venture deeper into the forest than usual that morning. He had taken on an order that would require him to fell several trees of a very rare and hard-to-find species. Since he had been promised a good sum for them, and his financial situation was rather precarious, he accepted without a second thought. He had set out early in the morning, and now that night was falling with nothing found, he was beginning to have regrets. Even with luck on his side, this undertaking would cost him at least two more days, one to fell the trees and one to make his way back. He was starting to think it hadn't been such a good idea after all. In 5 days of ordinary work he would have earned just as much, without wearing himself out or running the risk of getting lost in the thick of the forest.
"What was I thinking getting myself into this mess?" the woodsman grumbled. "Let's hope I at least remember the way back."
While he was looking for somewhere to spend the night, a crow, black as the cloak of night, let out a harsh cry. Then, from high up on a branch, it spoke to the woodsman. "Though 100 years may pass, a gift from a wicked soul always comes at a steep price."
"Why do you say that?" asked Krosiak, intrigued.
"Be careful, woodsman," was the crow's only reply, and with that it spread its wings and flew away.
"Just what I needed," sighed Krosiak. "It's the middle of the night, I'm half lost, and crows have taken to speaking in riddles. What more could a man ask for?"
He walked on a little further until he thought he could make out a cave, partly hidden by bushes, at the foot of a small hill.
"That would be a good place to rest," Krosiak told himself, "as long as there's no animal hiding inside."
He made his way toward it with his axe in hand, ready to face whatever surprise might be waiting for him. But it was no wild creature he encountered. Inside there was a straw mattress that, from its rectangular shape and size, was clearly meant as a bed, a battered old wooden table, and a pot bubbling over a fire in the hearth. The cave was plainly someone's home. Krosiak ventured a little further in, drawn by the unsettling smell of whatever was cooking, but before he could get close enough to see, an old woman emerged from the depths of the cave, with a large hooked nose, a wart like a berry on her forehead, and a long tangle of grey hair. She was a thoroughly unpleasant sight.
"Come in, young man, come in," said the old woman, moving to cover the pot.
Krosiak stepped forward with cautious curiosity, wondering what a woman of her age could be doing alone in the depths of the forest.
"Who are you, old woman?" asked the woodsman. "I have many names, and none of them are easy to pronounce. So I think we'll get along better if you simply call me Old Woman."
Krosiak, though surprised by the answer, nodded.
"And so, young man, what has brought you here?" "Some trees I can't seem to find," replied the woodsman, resigned. "Perhaps I could help you," the old woman offered. "Do they matter very much to you?" "Not all that much, to be honest," Krosiak admitted. "They mattered more yesterday than they do today." "Then they're probably not worth the trouble," the old woman observed. "At least not compared to the offer I'd like to make you."
Krosiak looked puzzled at these words, and was about